بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The title is Ye Subhe Madina, Ye Shame Madina. Ye Subhe Madina, Ye Shame Madina, Mubarak Tujhe Ye Qiyame Madina. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. بلا جان کیا جامو مینا عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. بھلا جان کیا جامو مینا عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہیچ ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہیچ ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو. سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو. سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسولہ الکریم. اما بعد, this beautiful نعت شریف of مولانا شیخ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ regarding the love of Madina Munawwara, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant every one of us true love for Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara. So as it says, Ya Subhe Madina, Ya Shame Madina, this wonderful morning of Madina Munawwara, the wonderful evening of Madina Munawwara. When a person is in love, then no matter whatever the conditions can be of his beloved, a person is very, very happy. For example, a person has fallen in love with a woman, even if it's a haram relationship, whether that person is in the morning or it's in the evening, the person is in this mood or that mood, he doesn't look at anything, but he's happy to be with the beloved. So we living in, staying in Madina Munawwara, how wonderful a person feels in the morning of Madina Munawwara, the evening of Madina Munawwara, because I am close to my Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam-e Madina. How blessed it is that you are staying in Madina Munawwara. You are staying here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why, O Buzrugan-e Deen, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi, especially the love and the desire he had to go and live in Madina Munawwara. At the end of his life, he went and he stayed there, and eventually he passed away in Madina Munawwara. That feeling they had, just live in Madina Munawwara. And as we had many, many times, that Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi, after getting his citizenship of Madina Munawwara, 40 days he kept roza to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show appreciation. I'm so fortunate that I can be staying in Madina Munawwara. So very, very blessed staying in Madina Munawwara. Bala jaane kya jaam o meenae alam tera kaif e khush haram e Madina. What do the people of the world know of the enjoyment of Madina Munawwara for the inhabitants, those who are living in Madina Munawwara, those who are moving around Madina Munawwara? What do they know of the great enjoyment a person will acquire when he's staying in Madina Munawwara? People in the world, they are running after their wine, they are running after all other things, looking for enjoyment. But the true enjoyment is in being in Madina Munawwara, being close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is when a person, his heart has been made up. A person has got reality within himself. Allah give us that reality. Otherwise, in today's time, especially now, at this time of the year, a person finds enjoyment in the beachfront. No wrong places a person is going. But if a person really understood what Madina Munawwara was, where the company of the pious people, the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the greatest awliya, greatest wali of Allah ta'ala is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be in his sohbah, to be in his companionship. So what do the people of the world know? What enjoyment they are getting? They are thinking there is enjoyment in other things. But in reality, there isn't enjoyment. The true enjoyment is being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Madina ki galiyo mein har ek kadam par, wa madde nazar ikhtirame Madina. Walking around in the lanes and streets of Madina Munawwara, the person is moving. In front of him, he must always keep in mind the sanctity and the honor of Madina Munawwara. Such a mubarak place, such a great place. And if a person shows disrespect to those places, especially Makkah Mukarramah, a person does a guna in his sin, the punishment is, just as the reward is multiplied many, many fold. Similarly, the guna and the sin is multiplied many fold. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was so frightened also. I mustn't commit any guna in Makkah Mukarramah. He used to keep his tent out on the outskirts of Madina, of Makkah Mukarramah. If I enter here and if I do any guna and I sin there, destruction for me. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. It comes in the Quran, Allah says, whoever makes an irada also, intention also of evil, Allah will give him a severe punishment. So in these Mubarak and blessed places, just the intention also, a person gets wrong intentions, this is highly destructive for a person. So to go there also, a person must have the love, honor of the places, but always keep in mind also that I have to look after myself very, very carefully. I have to be very, very careful. As the Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, when you're going to Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara, it's very easy for a person's gaze to fall there on the wrong places. As one person once was making tawaf of Kaabatullah, somebody heard him saying that, oh Allah Ta'ala, I seek protection of you from you. Oh Allah, I seek protection from you, for you. I'm frightened of you, I'm asking your protection from you. So he asked the person, why are you making this dua? He said, one day I was making tawaf of Kaabatullah, and one beautiful woman was walking past, and I started staring at her, and suddenly one step from the unseen came, and my eye was taken away. So I'm frightened now, Allah Ta'ala mustn't take away my other eye also. Obviously these are great awliya, friends of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala treats them in that way, for the Islam, for the Reformation, we are very, very weak. But now a person is going to Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara, especially making tawaf of Kaabatullah, such a mubarak place. You are standing in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and a person's cell phone goes on, and it's got musical tones. In any place in the world, it's completely haram, because it creates sin, creates nifaq and hypocrisy in the heart. But standing before Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whose one mission in life, who had come for, I've come to destroy musical instruments. And now you're standing there, and the musical tones are going on. So a person is joking, he's laughing. This is why the ulama say, there is a fear of a person losing his iman when a person shows disrespect to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even there, some of our elders have mentioned that especially among the women folk, a lot of times, like example, Israq time, when they open the doors for the green carpet, and you hear the amount of screaming and the pushing and the rushing, and how the people are rushing, and it's so much of noise they make. So this is completely against the respect and the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they say there's a fear that you are going to get some nafal action, you are going to do a mustahab action, you are going to read 2 rakat of salah there, but you are making so much of noise and shouting. There's a fear your iman can be lost because of the day. أَنْتَحْبَطُ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. A person's amal can be destroyed. He doesn't even know it. He can lose his iman because of that respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should be very, very careful if a person is in those mubarak places. Madina, 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 Madina. Bara lutf deta hai naam-e Madina. Madina, 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 Madina. What joy is felt when a person utters the name of Madina. Man akthara shay'an, man ahabba shay'an akthara dhikrahu. Whoever loves something, automatically starts mentioning it in great abundance. And with love and devotion, the more love a person has got, the way he sees that word, as our Hazrat mentioned many, many times to us, when a person is getting married to a girl called Fatima, now he doesn't take her name anyhow, but now with that love and that affection, and he even goes to the qari sahib to correct his pronunciation of that word, I must say it properly now, and with a singing tone also, he will say the word Fatima, so much of enjoyment he gets just taking the name. So similarly, when we are taking the name of Madina Munawwara, and if a person has got love, automatically from his heart it will come, and he will get enjoyment just taking the name of Madina Munawwara. These are just words we are saying. Our elders had these realities within them. We are saying this. May Allah give us the reality also. Nigahon mein sultaniyat hai chhogi jo paayega dil mein qiyam-e Madina. The greatness and importance of this world falls from the sight of a person when a person accepts what is heart dil mein qiyam-e Madina, the message of Madina Munawwara, the message of the Quran and the Sunnah. He understands what life is, what the reality of life is. All the things of this world will fall from his eyes. Even if you tell a person, I will give you the kingdoms, all the 7 continents also. But a person realizes, when I pass away and I go into the Akhirat, the last person to enter Jannah will get a Jannah 10 times the size of this whole world. So this dunya, if Allah gives us the reality, the last person to enter Jannah. So imagine the people who have done a'mal. This is a person whose iman was so small, even Nabi alayhi wasalam couldn't recognize him, even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam couldn't recognize him. Allah Ta'ala will recognize him, and Allah Ta'ala will know him and take him out of Jahannam, and Allah Ta'ala will put him into Jannah. So even the Gangawi rahmatullah said, even though Nabi alayhi wasalam, Allah has given them so much of insight and so much of understanding, but even they won't be able to perceive the iman of this person. We can imagine how small the iman would be of that person. That's why the Gangawi rahmatullah used to say, he said, Ajib, in this world many times the ulama passed fatwa of kufr on a person. But on the day of Qiyamah, you will see that person, you will be shocked. You say, this person is also in Jannah. We thought he was a kafir, open, complete kafir. You say, because look at this hadith, that even that person who's got the smallest amount, even the Amir Ali Muslim can't perceive him, but eventually he'll get Jannah. But then Hazrat Gangawi rahmatullah, they after said, but you see, it doesn't mean now the ulama mustn't pass fatwa of kufr. It's their duty, they have to follow Shariat. But in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not know, eventually, that person we thought was an open kafir, a complete kafir, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala knew that he had a small amount, the atom of iman, Allah will give him Jannah. So that person will get 10 times the size of this world. So when a person understands the reality of Quran and Hadith, of the message of Deen has come into his heart, then for this person the greatness and importance of this world falls out from his heart. Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi, how he gave up the whole kingdom of Balkh, he had no value for it, because when he got the reality within his heart. Sukune jaha tum kaha dhoonte ho, sukune jaha hai nizame Madina. Where are you searching for the contentment of the heart? The contentment of the heart is to be found in the system of Madina Munawwara, in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi mentioned once, that even if the kuffar have to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they won't help them in the akhirat, it won't help them in the year after. But the peace of mind and contentment which they are looking for in this world, Allah will give it to them in this world. It means that's the benefit they will get by following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the world is running, and especially now that period here, people are running to the wrong places, feeling I will get peace of mind and contentment. It will just make a person more bechain, more pareshan, more in worries. Outwardly you will get some enjoyment, but that enjoyment is very, very short-lived, for a short while. And then the itch becomes stronger and stronger. Our Buzurus give a beautiful example, it's like sea water. The more a person drinks sea water, the more his thirst increases. Person feels, I go to clubs, I'll go to the beachfront, I'll go to this place, I'll go to that place, I'll get enjoyment. He'll get some enjoyment. He's like drinking that water, he's thirsty, he wants that water, but he's drinking the wrong water. So now he's drinking it, it's salty water, bitter water. For a while he'll feel nice, and then the thirst will become stronger and stronger and stronger. On the other hand, if a person drinks pure water, his thirst will be quenched. So if we bring from the Quran Sharif, we're making tilawat of Quran, we are performing our salah, staying in good company, good environment, going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying in the sohbat of awliya Allah, friends of Allah ta'ala, then a person's heart will be quenched. A person will find contentment, peace of heart. But if on the other hand, if a person is going to the wrong places, for a short while you will get some enjoyment, but then that parashani, anxiety, depression will only increase in a person. So this is our success in the nizam, in the system of Madina Munawwara. وہ آزاد اکثر غمے دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. حضرت says, oh اختر, that person is freed from the grief and the sorrows of both the world. This dunya also, you won't have the grief, and in akhirat, in the qabr also, in the grave, where there will be big, big sorrows for a person. And on the day of qiyamah, comes in the ayat of the Quran, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. At the time of death, the angels come to you. لا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا. Don't be frightened at the time of death also, in the qabr also, on the day of qiyamah also. No fear, no grief for you. That is a person who has become a slave of Madina Munawwara, a slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will be free, he will be freeing himself from the sorrows of akhirat also, and even the sorrows of this world. Allah will give him the happiness of the heart. Allah give myself and all the first to him understanding.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just to refresh our one lesson of last week, which Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Inam al-Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Hazrat Ji had explained that the kalima of the meaning of La ilaha illallah, the starting point of it is La ma'buda illallah. Usually we remember it for a little while, but then we forget it again. So just to make muzakra again, and when we make our zikr, we keep this muraqabah also in mind, that we only worship Allah Ta'ala. Only Allah Ta'ala can help us. Only Allah can give us shifa, relief us of our problems. And only Allah's forgiveness is worth of anything. And Allah is the forgiver. So everything is attached to Allah Ta'ala. So when we start our kalima, that we remind ourselves to bring this reality. And as we are carrying on every day also, eventually in our lives we have to reach there, kilam awjuda illallah, that we don't see anything else besides Allah. So much so that you don't see yourself also. Yourself also you have annihilated so much that you don't see yourself, you only see Allah Ta'ala. That we have to reach to that point. So the starting point is La ma'buda illallah. And we make that muraqabah, that we only worship you, because you are the only one who can do any and everything for us. And you are our only helper, our only guide, you are everything of ours. And then we try and build on this, and we go till we reach that point that we see nothing else but Allah Ta'ala. Our shop, we see it, but the shop is nothing. Allah is everything. In fact, when we see the shop, we see our job, everything in there also we see Allah Ta'ala. We see a bird, we see Allah Ta'ala. We see the sky, we see Allah Ta'ala. Everything that we learn to negate ourselves also. That is really a very, very high point, and a very difficult point to understand, but Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali made it very easy for us. Another very important point Hazrat also mentioned is that when it rains, now we are having good rains, alhamdulillah, let's make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, and at the same time also always make dua that Allahumma ij'alhu lana wa la taj'alhu alayna. Make it a source of goodness for us and not a source of destruction. Because many times we hope that the rains will come and there hailstorms come. Big, big hailstorms and the amount of damage it causes. So always we must make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Whenever the wind used to just blow a little strong in Medina Sharif, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would hasten towards dua to the masjid and turning to Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, when the rain falls, it falls everywhere. And the ground benefits from it, and that also is a different discussion. Some of the ground, it takes in the water and it brings out crops, vegetation. Some of the ground, it dams it up It doesn't benefit itself, but other people benefit. Animals come and drink, etc. Anyway, but the stones don't benefit from the rain, because they are so hard that they don't benefit from the rain. The stone remains a stone. Hazratji says that a heart that is blackened and that is hard with sins, with our gunas, that heart does not benefit from the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. That heart becomes more harder than a stone also, that heart. And then for that heart, you talk about Jannat and Jahannam. Jannat, a person hasn't got feeling for it. Jahannam, the fear of it doesn't come in him. And we were just doing our accounts now, and the thought was just going that on Qiyamah's day, Hisab Kitab, and a person won't move from his place until he has answered 5 questions. And there, every detail of our earnings. We'll just repeat that one famous little example, which is inshallah beneficial for all of us, that there was a king, and his time of death approached. So he had an announcement made that whoever is prepared to sleep with me the first night in the qabr, because no company there, you are all alone, then that person must get half of my kingdom. He called his sons and children, and he told them that you will listen to me. They said, we've been listening whole life, why won't we listen at this crucial point? He said, this is what I've decided, will you people do it? They said, yes. The king died, they made the announcement, but who is prepared to go and just, so to say, die before his time? And there is only an example, it's not, but the moral, we should take the moral. However, one person was an extremely poor person who had nothing by him, just a sickle to cut grass and a little piece of string with which he should fasten the grass. That's all what his possession was in his life. So he said, this is my opportunity to become a rich man immediately. So just sleep one night in the qabr, and next night I'll have half of the kingdom. I'll be the richest man. The other half will be shared between all the children, etc. But I will have half. So he volunteered. So they buried him with the king. And when they buried him, they just a story, but just to take the lesson. So when the two angels came, Munkar and Nakir, they saw today we got 2 customers. Usually we only have 1, but today we have got 2. So they made mashura that who must we start with. So they say, this one who is dead, he won't go anywhere. But this living one, he'll escape, he can go away. So let us start with him. So this interrogation now. And this is only still in the qabr, just for us to take a lesson. They asked him, what did you possess in life? So he said, I had nothing. Like everyone, a person who, what he's got, a car, he's got a house, but when he's with rich people, he said, I got nothing. So he said, I had nothing. He said, no, think. And he's thinking, just to come to your own reality, sometimes it takes you so long to realize what you are and what you did and what you are. So after thinking a long time, he said, I only had the sickle and this piece of string. So they said, okay, you had that. The sickle is made out of 2 parts, the blade and the handle. Let us leave the string alone now. Let us leave the blade alone. Only the handle let us start. Where did you get this handle from? So you have to, everything, your income and your expense, you have to account for. And there, every cent you have to account for. So after thinking for so long, and when you are in front of some inspector, some people, you start sweating, your blood pressure goes up, your veins swell up, you become very uneasy, and this is Munkar and Nakir, so in front of them. So after a very long time, he said, I remember now some 30 years ago, I was walking through a jungle, and I took this from a branch, and from there I made the sickle. So they said, whose land was it? Did you get permission to take it from that tree? Who did you ask permission? And in order to make it, you needed some tools also. Where did the tools come from? No matter what primitive tools, some stones you use or whatever you use, but where you got that from? So till the morning he couldn't answer, just on that handle. And the whole night had passed. So the next morning they came, they dug up the grave, and they put a red carpet for him, that he is now owner of half the kingdom. He said, Nay, Reba, I don't need all this. I couldn't answer for one handle. Where am I going to answer for the half of the king of the king of the kingdom? So like this, on the day Allah make it easy for us, and there Who is going to be asking? Allah Ta'ala himself. He will be the judge. Maliki Yawmiddin. And he knows more than what the farishtas know about us. The farishtas, they know our actions, etc. But Allah knows our intentions also. And Hazrat Ji, rahmatullah alayhi, on one occasion with the intention also said a very, very valuable point. He say, sincerity is not something to claim that I'm sincere. Many people, we say, I'm telling you from my heart, I'm sincere what I'm telling you. He say, sincerity is something to be feared, whether I've got sincerity or not. The only being that will judge on sincerity is on Qiyamah Day. Allah will say whether you are sincere or not. How many times we ourselves also don't know whether we are sincere. On Qiyamah Day, whom Allah says you are sincere, in one amal also, your work will be done. And otherwise, if you can have huge, huge amounts of amal, but no sincerity in there, not forget sincerity. Even just 1% you did for the makhluk. And Allah Ta'ala is that independent partner, that Allah Ta'ala, in a minute something is made a partner with Allah, Allah leaves his share completely. He gives it to the partner completely. I won't take anything of this. So on that day, what it will be like. So anyway, so on the day, this hisab kitab is a thing which is very, very hard on the only who Allah makes fazl on. And we are so fortunate, Nabi Rahmat Allah sent to us, he taught us a dua also by which we can get saved. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. Make an easy accountability. Which when Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the meaning of this dua, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will just see, oh, this is your financial score. Finish. No opening and reading this out and reading that out. Inquire. The minute who somebody is inquired about, that person is a goner. Because by Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. So, and in fact, we must ask, make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives us the shade of Allah's throne immediately on the day of. For them, there is no hisab kitab also. From there, they go directly into Jannah. And nothing difficult for Allah. We are rotten, rotten, rotten. Our one namaz, our one kalima, where do we stand? So anyway, so this heart of ours becomes so hard because of our sinning that even all this year doesn't have effect on the heart. And a person remains the same. He listens to this, what the hisab kitab will be, when people will be in their sweat up to their knees, up to their navels, and some people even further, and what the heat will be, the melting copper at the bottom. But for how many of us, we don't take any effect. If we do take effect, perhaps just till that few minutes, the minute we are gone out, the minute after that, we are again laughing and talking and that. Quran Sharif we read, mashallah, there are so many huffaz, so many alims who understand the meaning of the ayats of the Quran Sharif, but how much effect do we take? 5 times a day we are reading or listening to Quran Sharif, which is farz in namaz. But how much really do we take heed? So the hearts become so hard, more than stone and rock also. And on their rainfalls, it just flows off. They don't take no benefit. May Allah save our hearts from there. But that also, our deen, our ulama, our buzurgani deen have given us the solution. In order to soften the heart is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. How much a person will make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, so much the heart will get soft. When the heart is soft, then we hear talks about deen, it will have an effect on a person. Otherwise, it won't. So that is the first stage that we have to soften our heart. And the ulama, or especially of the past, before bayan, they should read a lot of Quran Sharif also. By that also, Quran heart becomes soft. They should make zikr before bayan for 30 minutes. One hour also. That is now in our times. When the bayans used to be from after Isha till Fajr. After Fajr, people should go home. And today, 30 minutes bayan, 1 hour is too long. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And when the hearts become soft like this, then this bayans also, we enjoy them. And a person releases and gets enjoyment out of it. Quran Sharif tilawat, a person gets enjoyment. Allah Ta'ala bless us with these qualities, inshallah. bestowed the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, in which is tawbah, istighfar also, in which is durood sharif. Durood sharif also softens the heart, but the gunas get forgiven. A person comes closer to Allah, comes closer to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He gains the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. All these great qualities. So this is the durood sharif also. Third kalima also, a person thinks of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, then his heart also becomes soft. So Allah give us tawfiq of making a lot of zikr also, for what we have prescribed for us. And again, if we make the zikr of La ilaha illallah, from La ma'buda illallah to La mawjuda illallah, that is where we have to reach. But we have to start. Perhaps we haven't started also. We're making zikr, but we're not making that muraqabah of la ma'buda illallah. That Ya Allah, you are the only being for me. There is nobody else besides you. Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. Here in this kitab, we'll just repeat that one question of last week again, because it's a very valuable thing, and perhaps our memories are very weak. We forget so quickly. And the answer of Hadrat also is very, very important. The person writes and says, Badua istihat wa salamati huzur wala araz hai. That what the duas of goodness and health, etc. What I wish to say is, nisf Ramadan ke baad sihat ruhani mein farak aa gaya. After the half month of Ramadan passed, my spiritual health changed. Siwai ek para ke tahajjud mein baaki zikr wa ashghal kai roz tak mauquf rahe. Besides reading one supara in tahajjud namaz, he was a pious person, maybe an alim also, a hafiz, so he was reading more perhaps also, but he said, now all I am managing is still to read my one supara in tahajjud, which we, if we reach there, then also one para in tahajjud, we a great achievement. But he is saying that now I only can do so much. So how much he must have been doing before? My balance of my zikr, my ma'amulat, etc., I'm not doing. کہ دل جمعی اور لذت و سرور چھین گیا کہ that my heart that was enjoying it, the enjoyment I was getting, all that has been snatched away from me. It has been taken away from me. کیفیت یہ ہے کہ دعا کے لئے ہاتھ تک اٹھائی نہیں جاتے. And my condition has become so deteriorated that I can't even lift up my hands to make dua. In other words, I don't even enjoy. And dua is a thing where you are actually whispering and talking to your beloved. And your beloved, who is that being who can do everything for you. Dua is asking Allah Ta'ala like that. Aur na hi zuban se dua ke liye alfaz nikalte hai. And the words of dua also are not coming out of my tongue. I'm gone so down. حیرت اور خاموشی دل کی گھٹن اور روح کے استراب نے گھیر لیا ہے. Astonishment and silence, the knot of it has put my روح, my soul into restless state. I'm totally restless, which we will call, a person is despondent, a person is, he has lost hope in everything. زبان پر خاموشی اور سکتہ تاری ہو جاتا ہے. And oh, my tongue is just quiet and I can't speak a word also. I've become like so depressed, I can't do anything. This is my condition. The answer is very important for us to understand. Hazrat explains one aspect of the answer. صحت روحانی میں فرق صرف معصیت سے آتا ہے. Our spiritual health, which changes like this, there is only one reason for it, and that is our sins, our gunas. Because of that, then we don't enjoy our ibadat anymore. We find our hearts are not turning to ibadat, and when it becomes worse, then a person gets inclined more to sin. Again, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written also that we'll read that. But with regard to woman, the Muslim woman, who are the genuine Muslim woman, what their position is. Hazrat says that man, even if they did not get involved in any sin, but their thoughts do become bad. They fantasize them. Generally, men suffer that condition. But women, you will find, Hazrat says, are almost 100%. Their minds also are not bad. They don't even think of evil. They're so pure. deceased, of course, at that time, and at one time, Hazrat said, the UP woman, the woman of that Uttar Pradesh, that their quality is such. But that was the case really which Allah has put in a woman, that she won't even think of evil. Men, perhaps they don't get involved in sin, but their thoughts do go astray. But women are so pure. So all this and the sins then makes a person think more of other sins, and he gets involved more in other sins. Agar maasi se hifazat ki taufeeq hai, to hargiz koi nuksan nahi. That is one condition, that it is on account of sins that a person's condition now becomes that he doesn't enjoy his ibadat or anything. But if you check yourself and you see there are no sins in you, then you don't have to worry of this condition. Then this condition is not bad for you. But that is on condition that you are not in any sin. And we can have wishful thinking that I am pure of sin. But how much we just see somebody and we start thinking bad about the person, that is already a sin. How much today were the efforts of all, Allahu Akbar. One person wrote today that his son is attending a Muslim school, and they try and maintain Islamic culture at home, so no TV at home. So his friends tell him that you don't have a TV, you are out of life. You don't know what is happening in life. So he suffered, the poor child is suffering from an inferiority complex because of this. Now the child is also, confused. My parents tell me this, and yeah, in school is another thing again. So they suffer this condition, and many people are going through this with their children. If the family tells them also that your children, they're not going mixing with other children, they are not watching TV, all these things, so where does a person stand? So there are all so many sins that are in a person's life that we don't realize. And we might think that we are spiritually healthy and good, but things have changed so much that, for example, things which were totally haram, which one person himself, at one time spoke against so vehemently that this is haram. Today he's promoting it. Today he's the champion of that cause. Allah save us, that how things change completely topsy-turvy, opposite things become. So anyway, there are various sins. How much of ghibat within us, which we don't even acknowledge as ghibat, backbiting. How much of plotting, speaking bad about people, etc., which is so common. So if there is no sin, and a person who can claim that I am not in sin, very fortunate is that person who can claim that. So anyway, if there is no sin, then this is known as yihalat-e-qabz. This is a spiritual constipation. When you are constipated, you don't feel like eating, food doesn't appeal to you, you don't enjoy it. Jab ye taari ho, to batakalluf maamulat kare. And when such a condition comes on a person, then force yourself that you do your maamulat. Like a person is constipated, but still they will force him to eat. He's not going to toilet, he's constipated, he's not enjoying the food, he's not feeling hungry. So when you don't feel hungry, hunger in one sense is a great ni'mat of Allah. If you don't feel hungry, you don't enjoy. And if you feel hungry, whatever is put in front of you, you will eat. You won't then complain about the food when you are hungry. But takalluf maamulat kare. Allah Ta'ala dekhte hai ki ye hamara banda hai ya maza ka banda hai. Allah wants to see this also. That is a test from Allah. If there are no sins in a person's life, then this is a test that Allah wants to see whether you are Abdul Lutf or Abdul Latif. Abdul Lutf, for enjoyment you are doing all this. You're getting enjoyment in it. You're not doing it for Allah. And if you are Abdul Latif, the banda of Allah, you will do it for Allah Ta'ala's sake. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali on one occasion said that with that ibadat you do without enjoyment is more worthy, more valuable than that enjoyment that you do with ibadat which you do with enjoyment. Because there is a great possibility you are perhaps only doing it for your enjoyment. Or you are doing it for your enjoyment and for Allah also. But that which you are doing, you getting no enjoyment. Just because it's Allah's command, you are doing it. That is, Allah says, this is 100% for me. This person himself is not even enjoying it. This is only for me he's doing it. ujab wa khuddini khatam ho jati hai. And then this vanity in a person that I'm very pious, I enjoy giving bayans, I enjoy reading Quran, and this that you think I'm somebody, that also gets finished. Because now you're not enjoying it. You are doing it now because it's Allah's command and for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala only. Buzurgon ne farmaya hai ke halat e qabz nafi hone mein halat e bast se bhi afzal hai. Buzurgs have written that this condition where you don't enjoy your ibadat is more beneficial than that ibadat which you enjoy doing. So you must just carry on doing it. But jis hal mein rakhe, razi rehna, ayn bandagi hai. In which condition Allah keeps you, whether you are enjoying, you are not, just be happy. The thing is, we must be fulfilling Allah's commandment, and we must do it according to Allah's commandment, according to sunnah, we try our best. Then that is, in whichever then condition Allah Ta'ala keeps us. Bas iska ihtizar rahe ke koi maasiyat sarzat na ho. Just keep this in mind, that you don't commit any sin. That is what a person must keep in mind. If it is without sinning that a person is doing that, then it is a good condition. And if there is sin, then remove the sin. Make sincere tawbah. Come out of your sin. All the conditions that you have to fulfill for your tawbah, fulfill those conditions. And then you come out of the sin. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab, har surat mein mardo ko apni bibiyo ki qadar karna chahiye. In every condition, man must appreciate and honor their wives. That is very important also. How many of us we are in this we become, and many, how many people will be get caught in this? Otherwise they are very pious, but they will be taken to task for this, how they treat their wives, etc. So family life is also a very important aspect. فرمایا کہ ہر صورت میں مردوں کو اپنی بیویوں کی قدر کرنا چاہیے. دو وجہ سے. For two reasons, men under all circumstances should appreciate and respect and honor their wives. ایک تو بیوی ہونے کے وجہ سے. One, because she is your wife. And because she is your wife, کہ وہ ان کے ہاتھ میں قید ہے. Now she is like a prisoner in your life. She is under you. In our Muslim society, according to our deen, the wife is now, she can't go anywhere without the husband's permission. How many things she have to ask the husband? She's not free on her own to do as she please. Now she's by you. So because of that, a person should now respect her. Allah put her in your care, now you have to respect her. Like if you take an orphan child. Every orphan child we should be kind, but you take an orphan child to, now how much you, the child is by you now. Now you must treat the child well. Aur ye baat jawan mardi ke khilaf hai. Jo har tarah apne bas mein ho, usko takleef pahunchai jaye. And this is totally against the respect and honor of a man also, of his power and his strength, that somebody who is totally under your control, you take advantage of that person. That is a person, that somebody who is totally under your control, you respect that person. You don't take advantage or don't misuse that person. That person who is under your control, you respect and honor. So because she is your wife also, and a wife, she is under you. Now this Allah didn't give you the authority over the wife. الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ that you have got, you are the qawwam, you can, and you must handle her, must use her. No, it's the opposite. You have to be more careful how you treat her. And that you are a man, she is a woman. So now because of that also, you treat her kindly. Dusri deen ki wajah se. The other reason is because of our deen, because of what Islam and deen has taught us. One is because she is a wife of yours. And you are the person whom Allah has given strength over her. So don't abuse her, don't use her wrongly. And the other because of deen. کیونکہ تم مسلمان ہو وہ بھی مسلمان ہے. You are a Muslim, she is also a Muslim. So respect a Muslim. That reason is on its place. But this also, you are Muslim, she is a Muslim. جیسے تم دین کے کام کرتے ہو وہ بھی دین کا کام کرتی ہے. You are doing, you are making namaz, she also makes, you make tilawat, she also makes, you keep roza, she also keeps roza, you go for hajj, she also goes for hajj. اور یہ کسی کو معلوم نہیں کہ دین کے اعتبار سے اللہ تعالی کے نزدیک کون زیادہ مقبول ہے. And just nobody knows that as far as deen is concerned, who is more accepted by Allah Ta'ala. That don't you just think this wife, oh, she's inferior. That she is a half brain and she is nothing. We don't know by Allah who is more accepted. And there are so many women who are so pious in their ways and their du'as and their ibadat, etc. They reach far and high where man cannot reach also. یہ بات کوئی ضروری نہیں کہ عورت مرد سے ہمیشہ گھٹی ہوئی ہو. This is not a thing that women are less than men in all cases. No, not at all. Some women are much more superior and higher also. ممکن ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کے نزدیک مرد کے برابر بلکہ اس سے زیادہ ہو. It's very possible. And there are those women who we know, for example, Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, what position? Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ashab Azwaj Mutahharat, and many, many other women, what position they have got. So, it's not that they are always like men or just equal to men, but they are even more greater than men. Our wives also, we don't know what their position is by Allah Ta'ala. So we must always respect them, because we don't know their position might be much more greater by Allah. Bas auraton ko hakir aur zareer na samajhna chahiye. We shouldn't think them low and down. Alhamdulillah, in our society it is not so much, but in certain societies they think of the woman very, very low. The Jews in the time of Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a woman had a monthly, they shouldn't let her stay in the house also. They shouldn't eat her food, what she cooks also. They should think of her so low that she's so dirty. In many other ways they used to think woman as very, very low. That is not so much in our society, and we don't need any forums to fight women's rights and women's loves and that. What Islam has given to women, what position? Nobody can give a woman that position. The protection, the honor which Islam has given woman. And the sad part is that those who are making to show that Muslims free, Islam doesn't give the rights to the Muslim woman, they know that Islam has given great rights, but they just want to exploit the woman. However, it is us, we must treat our woman. We should not treat them badly. All this woman abuse and that, no Muslim's name must ever come in there. We should treat them, but we know sadly that many of our men, how we treat our wives, whether it's verbal abuse, whether it's physical abuse, emotional abuse, that shouldn't be the case. And people who handle these cases, how many of them suffer themselves problems hearing what how women are treated. Middle of the night putting a woman out of the house, etc. And terribly how they are treated. This is not how Islam has taught us. Allah Ta'ala بے قص اور مجبور اور شکستہ دل کا تھوڑا سا عمل بھی مقبول فرما لیتے ہیں. اللہ تعالیٰ, that person who is helpless, who is under somebody and who has got a broken heart, that little amal from that person, Allah also accepts. Now, any person also, this our brother who passed away in the week, the tailor, anyway, he passed. He had no wife, he had no children, he was a battler. And he passed away, and there is nobody to cry after him also. Nobody really to share his inheritance. He had nothing. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, such people got great, great position by Allah Ta'ala. Nobody left for them, nobody to cry. And from such people, little amal, Allah is happy about. That I kept you without much, you gave me whatever, I also accept from you just a little bit. The more we have, the more then we have to present there also. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala, so women also generally they don't have so much. They haven't got anything, and we treat them like this. So just a little bit also, Allah accepts a lot from them. اور اس کے درجات بڑھا دیتے ہیں. And Allah gives them high position. Yeah, in this world, the people of the world thought him he's a nothing. He hasn't got anything also. He's just like a down and out person. But by Allah, such people have got great, great position. Allah give us tawfiq to make qadr of such person. Ilyas, the person, Ilyas Taylor. Ji. And he was such, mashallah, how many Ramzans he spent here? Our friend Riyaz told us that one Ramzan he slept next to him, very little he should speak also. And like this, this Ramzan, I noticed him here behind the fella, long rakats of namaz after Maghrib he was making. He came in a motor car accident, he was about 6 weeks in hospital, whatever little was, Allah inshallah has made that all, and there he's got his darajat. There were very few people, hardly perhaps anyone to cry over him, no real family, nothing whatsoever. And what the position is, Allah Ta'ala, be kind to us and have mercy upon us. Yeah, in this kitab still, also, that when Allah Ta'ala tests a person, like Luqman alayhi salam, when he got that one bitter slice, how he, that also he accepted. So sometimes Allah gives us something bitter in our lives also. So further with regard, when that little bitterness comes, then how we should handle it. Main rota hoon aur nala karta hoon. I'm crying and I'm pleading to Allah Ta'ala ke mere mehboob haqeeqi ko mera nala aur rona achha maloom hota hai. That my Allah Ta'ala, my real beloved, he loves the crying of a person. When a person feels like I'm the worst, Allah loves that. When you feel I'm somebody, that little bit that comes also, you fall from the eyes. But when you feel that I'm the worst, there's nobody like me, I'm the worst person, and you cry to Allah, Allah Ta'ala loves that. Aur Haq Ta'ala ko dono alam se apne bandon ke aah nala aur gham mehboob hai. And in the whole world, of all the servants, the slaves of Allah Ta'ala, those who are engaged in crying to Allah, whose hearts are broken, that what gunas I have made, Ya Allah, what is my condition, O Allah? Allah loves this from Allah loves this from a person. Mubarak hai wo aankh, jo us aankh, jo us mehboob haqeeqi ki yaad mein rone wali hai. Very fortunate is that I, who in the love of Allah Ta'ala and remembrance of Allah, tears flow from his eyes. Aur mubarak hai wo dil, jo Allah ki muhabbat se bariya hai. And blessed is that heart, who in the love of Allah Ta'ala, the heart is filled. So Allah bless us with that connection with Allah Ta'ala. And that by making dhikr also, and that various du'as of the various occasions, which are so ideal, which is proof of the nabuwat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also. What kind of beautiful du'as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us for every occasion. And if we read those du'as also, the love of Allah Ta'ala will also increase in a person. Jab tak bachcha rota nahi, maa ke seena mein doodh kab josh maarta hai. Until a child doesn't cry, then when does that milk come and it wants to go out from the mother? But when the child cries, then that milk comes and it just wants to go out, and the child just sucks and the milk just comes. Aur jab abar barasta nahi, us waqt tak chaman kab sarsab wa shadab hota hai. And until the cloud does not shower down its water, the rain, until then the garden doesn't become green. So when the tears start flowing, and tears, some people can't cry, and there is solace for them also. I asked Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, Damat Barakatum, one time, that if a person can't cry, then what is the position of that person? Hazrat said that not crying and you feeling bad about it, that's your crying. That Allah Ta'ala loves. That you feel so bad, I can't even shed a tear in the fear of Allah, in the love of Allah. That is your crying, and Allah is happy with that also. And it comes in the hadith that person who just makes a crying face, Allah loves that also. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah.